Hey, and welcome back. This is Alex Jabaley with another episode of the Jabpodcast. It's Labor Day. It's been an incredible Labor Day weekend, pretty much all over the states. Lots to talk about today. I'll get to it. I want to go over, catch up with me personally. I had my 39th birthday back on August 19th. I've been really busy working on stuff at home, cleaning up, as you know, traveling and working over the years. I've collected way too much stuff and I've been kind of organizing. I actually went through all my wires and separated them by, USB-C, USB-A, optical, HDMI, all that stuff, wrapped them with rubber bands and then put them in these jumbo Ziplocs that can probably fit like 30, wires each. So I've been kind of organizing while things are kind of slow right now. No events for a little bit still. And, I've just been kind of chilling with the dog. I've been working out extra hard lately. Last night definitely motivated me with AEW's All Out and hit the gym hard early at 7 a.m. this morning. But, just so many events went on this week, and obviously the pandemic's still going on. People are traveling again. I've seen some friends that didn't want to go anywhere, and now, they're traveling full on masks, flying cross country over to PAX West in Seattle. I stayed home this weekend. If I had a choice, I probably would have been in Chicago for AEW's All Out, which was an incredible show. And I'm going to talk about that later on. But for me personally, 39th birthday, one more year until the big 40. I feel great, honestly. I've actually been seeing a therapist for my right arm. I've been kind of having, I had tendonitis actually from just overuse, sitting at my computer working on DreamHack Beyond and a few other things and hitting the gym kind of hard. So I took it easy for the last couple weeks. Back to normal, still as strong as ever. And, so me personally, everything's kind of good. Tifa's doing amazing. My dog, perfect dog now. She listens. I recorded a video last night in super slow-mo of her graceful running and jumping for treats. So, still so happy to have her and keep me on a consistent schedule and going jogging with her. We jog about a mile and a half every morning, actually, after I get back from the gym. So just kind of tire her out, because dogs sleep, 12 to 14 hours a day. I wish I could do that. But me personally, everything, is doing well. Today's episode, I'm going to just kick it off with a lot of people. The CEO gaming side of things have been kind of quiet. Although in the last couple months, I've gained 2,000 YouTube subscribers doing all my reviews. So we're actually currently at 33,000 subs on YouTube. So youtube.com/CEO gaming if you want to give it a follow. Tong Lee, my number two, that helps me with all the CEO stuff. He's been working over the weekend. We're going through selections for Artist Alley and media and a bunch of stuff. With 90 days out, give people enough time to plan if they're still interested, obviously, in coming. But he got me a nice Sony ZV-E10, a vlog camera that just came out. It was $700. I'll probably do a review on it. And it's great. I like using my iPhone, ease of use. I AirDrop all my video files that I record over to my MacBook Air and, edit the 4K, or I send it over to my guy, Ben, over in the UK, who's been editing my videos. But, having a camera, just looking at how expensive all the lens are, it has an E-mount. Basically, you can switch out those badass lens you see on the bigger cameras. But it's a starter cam. Having fun with it, though. I got a microphone for it. I'm weighing on a big tripod and just kind of record that, so I have that more of a YouTube YouTuber feel when I record videos in my office and around the house. I probably won't travel with it. I'll still use my iPhone for little things like that, but great gift from Tong, because like, what do you get someone who has everything already? I just spoil myself, really. I work hard and spend that on the things that bring me a little bit of joy. So, but getting that was an awesome gift. Just hung out with family, took it easy. 40th, I'll probably do something big. Hopefully things in a year from now are really back to normal. We'll see how that goes, but so CEO is less than 90 days away. I'm going to be very candid. It's been a rough couple weeks, for social media at least. Florida always hits the headlines. I don't agree with half the shit or most of the shit that our governor DeSantis does. He's the worst. I hope he gets voted out. At first is one of those, like, he wants the economy to be booming and Florida's booming. But every time a news article comes up of him banning vaccine passports or stuff, it just, blows up and people are like, Florida's going to kill you. And for me, it's kind of gut-wrenching to read tweets of people like, CEO's a wrap. I'm not going to die. And I'm like, please do the research. Orlando is nowhere near as bad as, unfortunately, I'm not here to compare things, but Orlando has not had a lot of deaths. Cases are up. They're actually coming back down and I hope they continue to come down, but it's like hitting South Florida hard, 3-4 hours away from Orlando. It's still rough. But I've always had one of the most lax refund policies for my event. I've said it before, I like to respect people's money. You know, when you give a refund without hesitation, they always come back in the future. So I'm always about, you know, the long term. And I've been giving out refunds, you know, a couple of I would say at most like 10 a day. And then when there's a news headline, I have to see tweets of people like, I don't want to go and die. And like, oh my God, people. And then most that probably weren't coming anyways, just spreading the word. And, you know, but a lot of events are happening. You know, it brings me down because I'm just like, do I cancel? Obviously, I cannot right now, but the demand is there. Every time I give a refund, there's somebody ready to take that spot. And we're still at 3,400 attendees registered. And, you know, if players continue to drop, then I'll just open up more spectator badges, which I plan to do in October. Kind of want to wait to the 60-day mark. You know, I connect with my hotel every on the daily about how I feel, how they feel. They just had a big weightlifting event with a couple thousand people with no complaints. So, you know, obviously if I'm not comfortable, I don't want to do it. But talking to my staff, you know, my exhibitors that are interested in being there, they're ready to sign deals and show up. I am at the very, very least requiring masks across the board. I've reached out, I've got about 10 security guards that are going to be circling, you know, day in and day out. Couple other ideas I had, you know, I'm going to kind of spoil a major idea I was working on with Red Bull. But I don't think I'm going to pull the trigger on it, but I want to get an outdoor tent, a 5,000 square foot covered tent that you see at these like major weddings. And I had the quote, I had that all ready to go. And I wanted to put Jubaliland in there and then get like a giant Jubaliland circus sign. So make this tent look like this carnival type thing to just add more space to the venue. You know, if you run out of space, I'm going to go and create it. But I was talking to the arcade vendors like, well, what if it rains? Like, well, it's covered and there's AC. Well, what about all the wet feet coming into, you know, so they weren't too comfortable with that idea. I obviously would never mix video games like on the official side of like tournaments or put them in an outdoor space. But I wanted to make it like a fun zone, an outdoor space for people to kind of chill and have fun all weekend. So I might still pull off the idea. I don't know, but tell me what you think on Twitter if you listen to this podcast, you know, about a big Jubaliland tent taking it to the next level before we go back to our massive Daytona venue next year. But, you know, just to read the tweets, I have to talk to my close friends like, man, I don't know how to feel. It really hurts to see this stuff. But then to see more people still want to come, you know, and make sure that I can provide the safest space possible, you know, and there's a, you know, article going around about DeSantis. If you require vaccine passports, that you will get fined for $5,000. Now, if that's for an entire event, I will pay that $5,000, you know, hands down. I'm still 100% pro vaccinations, you know. There's extreme side effects with, the only side effects are like extreme allergic reactions that are very rare with this thing. And the more people that get vaccinated, the closer we get. But obviously these new, you know, variants and stuff, I'm not going to get too scientific here, but I read the news every day. I see the case counts, you know, it's Delta is crazy. It's spreading like wildfire. Overseas in Europe, it spread like wildfire amongst the younger crowd. And then it dropped back down. I have friends that are teachers that are telling me about the students, you know, calling out sick and stuff. But if you're vaccinated, you know, and you live your life, be safe, obviously, social distance and everything. But I'm going to take every precaution possible for this event. If I can require vaccinations and do it to where it doesn't overwhelm my staff to require, I will make that move. So just a heads up, if you're listening, you're not vaccinated and you need a refund or you're not interested in coming, again, I'll be honoring refunds until November 1st is the official deadline. October 1st, I have to change it. I'm losing a lot of money with every refund because I give back the processing fees. So when you use a PayPal or a Stripe, those are the two payment processors I use for CEO, they keep the processing fee of like $3 to $4 per transaction. You don't get that back, but the attendee will get back their full amount, but I will take the hit on that. So I'm definitely going to change that, give that a heads up. You know, I plan to write an update post this week on the CEO Gaming channel. But as of now, less than about, I'd say, 88 days away, I'm pushing forward with CEO. The only thing that can cancel it would be an official lockdown, which makes it easy to get out of my contract. But I'm working with the hotel, the sanitizers. We're working with care packages for every single registered attendee to pick up when they arrive. You know, my staff will be prepared. My staff, you can require staff, and all of them have agreed that they will be vaccinated before the event because they'll be interacting with people the most. So obviously CEO is, it might not be the big CEO. Remember, things have a lot of things have changed, unfortunately, right? PAX West happened this weekend, And from what I saw, it was very toned down. They didn't have the big exhibitors. People still loved seeing their friends. But the best part of PAX West, from what I could see, was the Guilty Gear tournament that they did on PCs. I think they had about 200 entrants. And everyone was happy. The crowd was hype. It was amazing. So, you know, it was amazing to see. And, you know, just people were happy. And I know the guys that put on the production that work with DreamHack as well. And he was DMing me and we were talking. I'm like, how's things going? He's like, you know, PC setup takes an extra 5 minutes with controllers. They've been dealing with that, but they have experience working in other PC esports titles like Rocket League, Link, CJ, shout outs to you, man. You guys killed it this weekend. But seeing everyone happy, like, just, you know, I want more people to see that, that people are taking their precautions. They're excited to be out there, you know. And stop, it's political. I hate that everything's been politicized and teams have been, people have been split up, you know, but it's election season coming up. So all these news articles against DeSantis is to get him out, and I hope they get him out. But that's what makes it scary, because we all have to suffer. The event runners have to suffer dealing with, you know, people reading a headline and going, wow, he's going to kill Florida, stuff like that. So that's my candid side. You can take that as you will. Whether you like my opinion or not, that's up to you, but I'm always going to be honest with you guys. And that's pretty much where I stand with CEO. I'm pushing forward. The demand is still there. Again, 3,400 entrants, and I'm going to be realistic. If 1,000 people ask for refunds and don't show up, the event can still be a success across the board for those who do show up and have a good time. And we're going to play it the safest we can. Guilty Gear Smash is always filled up. The other games have like 10 spots here and there. But anything that doesn't get filled up by November 1st, I'm basically going to release, because we're not taking on-site signups. We want the brackets done well in advance. We kind of already have really cool schedules aligned for the weekend. We just obviously have to kind of wait things out before we put them out there. You know, venue space has been already put out. So a lot of things well in advance, because when I started registration in June and it sold out, that gave me the budget and what I knew. The other side of the coin is, as an organizer, I have to be prepared for the worst every time. So I can't go spending all the money I would on production right now on, you know, championship belts, on a lot of the extra stuff, you know, until I know for sure how many people are going to come, because I could run into another CEO Dreamland situation, which, excuse me, do not want to run into, of ordering everything, spending 30, 40 grand on, you know, all the things I need to run the event, and then everyone canceling last second. And then I have to lose that money and damage CEO. So my goal is obviously the long term with CEO. Now, if I outright cancel in time, you know, I'll be okay. I'll probably lose like 10 to 20 grand on hotel stuff and a lot of other little things that I've already put in place. But I'll live to fight another day. So fingers crossed. I'm hoping the cases continue to go down. The vaccination rate is continuing to go up now that everyone's really, you know, a lot of these people that are against vaccinations or still don't think COVID's real, is when it hits them directly, and it's hitting a lot of those people directly, the unvaccinated, they're starting to realize, okay, what the hell, this is actually happening to me and my closest ones. So, but off that sour mood, you know, just want to update people on the important stuff with CEO 2021, which is December 3rd to 5th and at the Wyndham Orlando Resort. They hit me up. They said this citywide event I've mentioned before, they ended up canceling their event. So they released 40 more rooms to my event. And a citywide is basically where the convention center down the street has a contract with like 30 different hotels to save like 100 rooms in case people need the hotels nearby. And as soon as I tweeted out hotels available, they sold out within 2 hours. So again, the demand is there, guys. I really appreciate your support and trusting me. I know, if you know, I don't want to let you guys down. I want to play it safe. We're a community. We need to protect each other. Things are starting to come back to normal in other states, and events are happening. You know, so fingers crossed, 88, 87 days away, you know, and by October 1st, we'll have 100% go in terms of me ordering stuff, getting things ready. Hopefully people have their minds made up. And another little tidbit, you know, when I look at the registration numbers, we actually, out of the 3,400, only have about 130 people registered that are international, that are coming from like Japan and Korea and all that. A lot of them didn't get a chance because it sold out so fast. And obviously restrictions coming into the United States and vice versa have been very weird. They're changing almost every day, but it's going to be a local thing at this point, but it's going to be the best event I can run possible for you guys. My opinion is I think people just want to play games. And so we're going to run those tournaments the best we can. I'm going to add the thrills that you expect from a CEO, the arcade, you know, the artist alley. Artist, if you're listening to this, we're going to put out the approvals this week. So, you know, we'll have a wait list, obviously, for people that might drop out. So being as prepared as possible as I can for CEO 2021. And again, thank you if you're listening to this. I really appreciate it. In other news, I actually went through and I redid my office setup. I made a couple tweets about that. I'm going to do a YouTube video about the productivity setup I did. You know, same computer, same monitor. I bought a new gaming monitor, then Aorus, 43-inch, 140 hertz, 144 hertz, 120 hertz for next-gen gaming with HDMI 2.1. And I got to say, it's beautiful, but if you're looking to upgrade, wait it out a bit. Like the Xbox Series X looks amazing on it, but it's not that huge difference between like 1080p to 4K. It looks smoother, but it's not like you're missing out if you don't have it yet. So that's my first thing. The monitor itself, though, for work, it's been amazing. I can actually read all the fonts on this higher screen that I'm using. And while I stream and stuff, outputs stuff. So yeah, redid my office. I'm trying to simplify, be more focused on my work, my family, dog, you know, the gym, you know, Kenny Omega stuff behind the scenes. That's all I'll say. But speaking of which, man, AEW All Out last night, right? I really wish I was there. I love being backstage or being in the crowd and enjoying it. I really miss 2019 and how special that was with Fyter Fest. But to see how far that came with like the few guys backstage and the amazing staff that puts on these shows to how big and special it's getting, right? And hopefully it doesn't get too big that they forget where it all started, obviously. But it's like if I were a promoter with lots of money, obviously, and an amazing team behind the scenes, you know what the fans want. I've been a WWE fan all my life. I still am a fan. I don't watch it. I don't follow it as much. You know, I just see the big main events once in a while. SummerSlam disappointed a lot of people with, you know, squashing their newest up-and-comers with return huge people. I'm not going to name names. You should probably know what I'm talking about. But with AEW All Out, they continue to push the envelope in terms of just give the people what they enjoy and what they want. And Chicago makes it all that more special, right? So CM Punk came back. I've always been a fan of CM Punk. John Cena and CM Punk from Money in the Bank 2011 or 12 is one of my favorite matches of all time in terms of crowd reaction, what was on the line. And just to see him come back and how genuinely happy this guy is to be working again after 7 years. And that's what AEW provides, the happiness. Everyone behind the scenes is happy to be there. And that's what makes it so special. And when they're happy, everyone watching is going to be happy. But I had a couple friends over. I had about six friends over. We ordered food. I hosted, I bought the pay-per-view on cable TV so I could DVR it and maybe watch it back with a friend. And just to see them, some of them are full-time like WWE fans and they've been dabbling in AEW. That converted them in terms of I'm going to watch everything AEW now. And there's an Orlando show coming up in October. There's also sadly a Miami show the week before when I bought me and Kenny some Final Fantasy Remake concert tickets, but now he's got that show to deal with. So I'm still going to go with a bunch of FGC friends, but the Orlando show, I have tickets for that. I'm excited for that when they come to the UCF Arena where I went to college. So that's going to be exciting. But every match last night felt like a main event. It was just incredible to watch the stars. They put on the best shows possible for the people you know there. But the tag team match, the cage match, seeing the Lucha Bros and Mikey Ruckus, who makes all the music for all the AEW stars who I've talked to about music and CEO music and all these things. He performed their song live, which was incredible to see. Like, you know, he's musically talented, but you don't until you actually see him get to perform on the big stage. Very excited for him. But just every match was incredible. The women's match, you know, seeing the tease from Britt Baker doing the Panama Sunrise, which is her in real life, you know, squeeze. Adam Cole's finisher, just to tease people before the ending, was just incredible to see. You know, every single match was just awesome. Kenny Omega, you know, was the main event. And the CM Punk show was a match with Darby Allin, which was a great first opponent for him, was such an awesome match to watch, right? But then when it got to the main event, it shifted. So, you know, I joke it was like APW All Punk Wrestling, but now everyone's going to play so nice together. Tony Khan, man, shout outs to you. I know you probably won't listen to this. You're too busy, but you know, just giving what everybody wants and understanding what people enjoy. And you watch these pay-per-views, you pay the money, but to see all my FGC brethren freaking go nuts for this show and tweet about it. and just see how happy everybody is. Like every single wrestler is tweeting about this show, how exciting it is, you know, how the times are going to change. And obviously WWE is still going to be around for a while. Things are kind of shifting behind the scenes, you know, all these stories about like Nick Khan and all that. I don't want to get too in depth with all that, that behind the scenes stuff that I, you know, you can read about publicly, but it's just, it's shifting, man. It feels just like the thing is, like, if you look back, NWO kind of changed things. Goldberg changed things back in the Attitude Era. Then WWE, you know, with the real Attitude Era was like, just seeing all these wrestlers perform and every show just felt so lively. It was incredible. But AEW is like changing the game in terms of, I want to be there. I want to watch this, because what you see on screen is the passion and the love of these guys putting together these matches on their own creatively. They're not having someone control every single thing they do. And it's just great to see when you have creativity like that. But just see my friends get so damn hype made me hype. And my workout this morning was incredible. But Adam Cole, you know, I met him when I went to the AEW New Year stuff a couple years ago, and just such a nice guy. I actually helped him out with connecting him to the people behind the scenes at Twitch to get his channel up and running, gave him some advice on Twitch streaming, and he's loving it. You know, he's doing great. I was telling him about Splitgate. Splitgate is actually basically a Halo and Portal combination ripoff game, but it's so much fun. I've actually been streaming it on the CEO Game channel lately. And I told Adam about it. He's like, dude, I've been excited to play. I just haven't a chance. So I'm excited about being able to play games with him, maybe publicly on Twitch and stuff now that he's on the AEW side. And with Kenny and they're huge, both huge gaming guys. Adam Cole is just such a nice guy. Britt Baker, you know, they're stars, man, but they're also good people. So, but then Bryan Danielson, you know, also formerly Daniel Bryan, coming out. Like, just CM Punk, you know, when he came back was perfect. The crowd loved it, gave him the shine, and then he showed how happy he was to be there. And then just the introduction of Adam Cole, his pop, and then, you know, Bryan Danielson coming out, everyone's just happy. Then Ruby Soho, who used to be Ruby Riot, came and she won the opportunity in the Battle Royale to challenge for the Women's Championship at AEW, and just everyone's happy. And there's just so many stars going around, but every match they, you know, the Paul White match and QT Marshall went exactly how it should. But for that to be the kind of the in-between match between, you know, Jericho MJF and then Kenny Omega match and stuff was, it was right. Right. Every match was still great. It was entertaining to see Paul White back in the ring. But the main event, obviously Kenny and them and Christian, who I've heard is great to work with, that match was awesome. The second rope, one wing angel, you know, incredible finisher, but just the way that Kenny got to introduce both new talents on camera is just amazing to see their world champion bringing these two big names and the crowd just go nuts. And then everybody talking about it. So just so happy for AEW and everything. I hope to work with them again with Fighter Fest. You know, obviously COVID kind of slowed things down or stopped things indefinitely until hopefully December. But, you know, I'd still connected with them. You know, I love seeing that they still all follow me over on social media and Twitter. And, you know, and I've been kind of taking it easy on social media. I haven't been paying attention as much because, again, it can be very depressing a lot of the times to read stuff. But then last night, you know, even with everything going on in the world, that escapism is what, you know, we need right now. That's, you know, and everyone's getting out there and, you know, just continue to be safe. But, you know, just AEW All Out was incredible. I can't wait. They have full gear. They haven't said where it is yet. But I believe that's November as per usual. So excited for that. You know, and just what comes next, it's like, who's going to challenge who and battle who? And, you know, and there's still so many young stars and talent. You know, MJF is incredible. The Jericho match ending was awesome with Aubrey Edwards missing the two count on the rope. So just all these things that, you know, I understand more, obviously, being behind the scenes, being friends with Kenny, and just what goes into these things and just how, like, you pay that $50, $60 to watch this pay-per-view, you're not disappointed. Lately, you know, WWE, you watch it and just somebody gets squashed and everyone just goes nuts. Like, what the hell is with this booking? And so shout outs again to AEW. This is a good time for pro wrestling fans across the board. It's only going to get better, in my opinion. So kudos. AEW All Out was incredible. They've always been incredible. And I'm also happy Lucha Bros got their time and won the titles in that amazing cage match. But, you know, a lot of the reviewers that watch, like, hate the Young Bucks or whatever. I won't name names, but they consistently put on the greatest matches. So, but you know, that's it for this podcast. It's been 2 months since my last one. Now that I actually am recording on a brand new mic, I got the Elgato Wave 3 with a beautiful turnkey setup. So I hope to have guests in the future. Please let me know. You know, the last one I talked about PC fighting games and tournaments, and we had about 300 listeners to that. So I really, really appreciate you guys. You know, CEO is going to push forward and just be safe. I hope we can have an amazing event. And, you know, me as the Alex Jabaley that. Hey, I'm back. Sorry, that cut off. My screensaver went on. Whoops. But yeah, I was saying I have a new turnkey system and stuff. Be safe out there. It's Labor Day, so I'm honestly, I have Tom coming over. I'm going to work on acceptances for CEO stuff, finalize the schedule, a lot of little things here and there. And then I'm going to see Shang-Chi tonight. First movie I've actually been in a theater to see, and I can't even remember the last one. It was whatever came out that was big before Sonic the Hedgehog in February 2020. I honestly can't remember, but it's getting amazing reviews. TV-wise, I've been actually watching the new season of American Horror Story. I love that show. You know, they always spoil kind of what the premise is in the first episode in terms of, all right, you know what the theme is, but then it just all the twists and turns. And so it's on FX. If you haven't watched any of those, I think this is season 10, which is great. But, you know, for now, Labor Day, going to go enjoy Shang-Chi with a bunch of friends. Halloween Horror Nights has started back up, which sold out first weekend. And, you know, everything's crazy out there. People are living their lives. There's two sides of it. And I was going to say in terms of giving refunds, like, I respect people's decision not to want to come, their concerns, their worries. I support that 100%. I just hope that, and I expect it, that when we get close to the event, if things, you know, really get better and people really feel comfortable with that, the people that asked for refunds try to get back in and we're sold out and we can't. And I'm going to get somebody mad and be like, well, I was already registered, but I asked for my money back and why can't I get back in? You know, so I expect to deal with that as well. I expect to deal with a lot of things. And, I've been doing CEO since 2010. I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I've read it all. I still can't continue to see it, but for every one negative, I will tell you guys the 100 positives that I see, the support that I continue to still get is what keeps me going, what drives me. And, you know, I'll be 40 next year. I know I'm not going to be running events forever, but that's what I was born to do. You know, DreamHack, an ESL, you know, I actually went, I think I talked about it. I went over to California. We had a merger this past year to meet with the ESL heads, and ESL is a much bigger company and DreamHack's now a part of that. To kind of throw our ideas around for future events. And it was really cool to see my bosses in person for the first time in 2 years and talk about where FGC is going. And, you know, we just have to gut this out. Hopefully December is a kickoff to next year. If obviously this year is rough, next year might suffer it as well, but I'm hoping that things do get better and people continue to get vaccinated or cases go down. I've seen stories of herd immunity is coming because of so many people still getting infected. I just miss, you know, seeing all my friends. I miss seeing you guys and running these events and not having to worry about this stuff. Like, I know CEO when it runs, I'm going to be stressed the whole freaking weekend until it's over. But I'm seeing all these other events happening. You're not seeing stories of like huge outbreaks or people understanding where they might have gotten sick and in our gaming world. And I really think everyone is being really cautious and protecting each other and, you know, hope for the best. Just don't let these deadlines, you know, these headlines on the news scare you off from everything. Yes, it's bad. You know, COVID is still affecting our entire world, but a lot of people are moving forward the best they can and protecting our attendees the best we can. And we need that because if we take more breaks for another year or two, you know, it's just going to be hard. But like I said, I'll be 40 years old next year. I still feel young at heart and mentally and physically, and I love what I do. And I know if I suck it up and be patient when I am back, CEO is going to be bigger than ever thanks to you guys. And I'm going to push forward. DreamHacks are going to be bigger than ever with the fighting game community. I look forward to hopefully everything that I've been signing for CEO this year. Couple surprises. I cannot say it all, but it's great to still be connected to all the developers and what I work with and Pro Tours. Obviously, you know, CEO 2019 had like 8 Pro Tours. We had 11 streams. Like, it was huge. We were planning 5 streams for CEO this year between the 10 different games because they're all going to be community sourced. And, you know, just looking forward to what I can do for the community and bring it back. And I'll be honest, I had an event planned for the end of September with Tom. We were going to do a local event, but I didn't feel comfortable with how Delta is going right now. And I'm glad I didn't, you know, agree to sign that. It was going to replace the CEO Taco event I canceled this year. But, you know, taking a break. Hopefully by December, things are better. We're going to be cautious, take all the precautions we can, requiring masks, giving out masks. We're going to smash EG, who we use for registration, has actually been sending care packages with like thousands or hundreds of masks just in case you need them. So, pushing forward again, thank you for your support. If you're listening to this and you have any questions about CEO or anything, as always, just shoot an email to ceogaming@gmail.com. Our Discord, you know, every time I give a refund, I link people to the Discord and they join it for future CEO updates. So hope to see you guys in the future, obviously. But again, Labor Day weekend, if you went anywhere and you're listening to this, I hope you stayed safe. Protect yourself, protect each other. Jabaili out with another Jabpodcast. Hopefully I will be back next Monday, and just let me know if you guys want me to talk. I really would appreciate emails on what you want to hear out of me, more behind the scenes stuff. Do you want me to talk about the games I'm playing? Like I said, Splitgate I'm currently playing. Go to the YouTube for statue reviews and all that stuff as I organize my office for this new camera setup and wait for a few more tools to make that special. But please let me know. I really want to know who's listening to this. I know how many views and how many listens we're getting, and the attention it's getting, but I would love to hear from you what you like about this podcast, what I cannot talk about or what I should shut up about. Let me know what you think. I really want to do this full time. I really want to be that source of, you know, inspiration behind the scenes, let you know what's going on, what I have to deal with to inspire future TOs. Because obviously I can't do this forever, and I'm going to continue to give to people and help. And I actually sold a bunch of equipment to my friends, an old Yeti mic, an old mixer to my buddy Gareth, who makes the CEO videos. Like, I'm getting rid of equipment to help other people. And like Tong has been using my old PS4s that are just collecting dust for his Marvel TNS events. He went up to Chicago, had an event, and just seeing the community get back out there. So, and if you're listening to this and you love scaring people off from Florida and all that, you know what? You do you. I'm going to push forward. You're not going to bring me down. And, you know, just stay safe. I hope you find happiness and enjoy and keep playing the games that you love. And just know that nothing's going to bring me down unless there's a state lockdown, and then I'll deal with it then. But, I wish things were different. I wish our governor would be more protective of everyone and admitting to his faults and all that. But it's politics, man. And hopefully the community speaks out. I mean, it's going to be more of the school speaking out on that stuff. So, and how the teachers and the adults feel that are the ones that vote the most. So we'll see how that goes and if things shift. But stay safe out there, guys. And Jabaili, we'll see you next time. Thank you.